a long chat with Michael Calvin. Michael, as I'm sure you know, has written some fantastic books. His most recent could well be the best. It's State of Play, Under the Skin of the Modern Game. It's a pleasure to be with him in a London hotel, so if you can hear little noises in the background, that's where we are. It's a long look at the game as he sees it now, in the tradition of Arthur Hopcroft. Hopcroft, he goes through the player, the manager, the club, and the people. But it very much starts as, and the start of it is you and your father, I'd say. That's the book is powered by your father and by what he gave to you.
It all begins with your dad, doesn't it? You know, your first game together, maybe. Although my dad was a rugby league man, funnily enough. But he basically charted the course of my life by a piece of freelance thinking. He was a cable jointer's mate for the local electricity board and was making an abandoned house safe. And he found scavenged two books, and brought them home. I was 13 at the time. One was a glossary of the 1945 UK Parliament, which was the great campaigning parliament, NHS, establishment, etc. And that informed my political beliefs and was a reflection of his as well. The second was the book, The Football Man by Arthur Hopcroft. It was the perfect snapshot of football in 1968 in a completely different world. And you know, socially it was so different, you know, at that time. It's bizarre, the original book, for instance, only has two female characters in, and yeah, they get about two lines each, and that is George Best's landlady and Bobby Charlton's mother. At that time in 68, women's football was still banned, which is why, you know, as I say in the book, I have a great belief that modern football needs a woman's touch, it needs a mother's love.